What's wrong with wearing a tie? I got one, I wear it.
I know the Haredim don't wear them. I know there's no problem in the Machon, they should probably worry about other stuff. I'm looking for just like an honest community standard kind of answer.
Right. So, the Torah prohibits us from wearing a woman's garment. A man is not allowed to wear a woman's garment. Women's not allowed to wear a man's garment. Women wear watches, men wear watches. Obviously, it's not a problem. Right? Women wear shirts, men wear shirts. Obviously, that's not a problem. And sometimes the same button-down shirt. Go figure which one's men and women. So I know in America, they have the pocket on this side and the pocket on that side. But I don't know if that's really such a big difference. And they make it that it buttons differently. You know, by man, the button is on the left side. By women, the button's on the right side. But I guess maybe that's the stylers do it. I don't know if anyone would notice. See, would you notice? Would you? I remember. How do I
notice that?
Boaz, how do I know this? Because
in America, it's like it zips one way. In Israel, they make zipper jackets for men. The wrong size.
I noticed that.
It's European way. The left hand zip, right hand zip.
So technically the prohibition of wearing a man's wearing a woman's garment or a woman wearing a man's garment is specifically something which is recognizably that way in that generation, in that time. Meaning the Jews that left Egypt wore rings, yeah, and they had what are these called? Rings. They wore earrings, they had rings, they had nose rings. So you see that it has to do with the times. Now this isn't my observation, it's the Ran in the 6th chapter of Shabbos that points this out. That really depends on the time, and I guess it also depends on the place. You come to a place where no men are wearing necklaces, might be a problem. You live in a place where there are men who do wear necklaces, there are men who don't wear necklaces, then I think it's already not such a problem. Technically it depends on what the norm is. If you live in, let's say, I don't know, if you live in a community where everyone's ultra-Orthodox and you're the only man wearing a necklace, I'm not sure that it would be a problem from the perspective of Loyal Bashgever, because I'm not sure you go by this specific community. You gotta have a larger picture of what the norm is, what the social norm is. You don't just go based upon a small community. You go based upon a larger contingency of the Jewish people. And everyone knows today that there are many, many men who wear a necklace. It's not, you know, you go to an ultra-Orthodox location, you're not going to see men doing that. You go to the Kotel, you'll see a lot of people coming in with necklaces and kippot and people who are Torah observant Jews. You go to the army, you have all the men in the army are supposed to wear a necklace, what they call the dog tag, which has their name and their ID. So you can say that's not a necklace, really. But I think that there are still enough men out there wearing necklaces that you wouldn't be able to say that it's that prohibition. You have to consider that you are sending a certain message when you're wearing a necklace, and people do view it a certain way. You're aligning yourself with a certain community, which is something you have to consider whether you want to do, but that's a practical question. Halachically, I think there are still enough people, you know. I walk the streets, I see, every few minutes, I see men with necklaces. I mean, I can understand that if you ask a rabbi in Mea Shearim, he might not answer what I'm answering. But if he walks on the street when there are a lot of people buying in the stores, he'll see a lot of men wearing necklaces. A lot of young men coming to Israel to learn Torah are wearing necklaces. I think there are enough people wearing necklaces that it wouldn't be prohibited. I'd like to double check, make sure I'm not missing something, but at first glance, not having looked into this question, I don't think it would be prohibited. The Seder? Yes?
Quick Shabbos question. On Shabbat, if you have a pet...